Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
Tonight is our Leadership Development Night. And in case you don't know, it takes place on the first Wednesday of each month at our Gateway facility. And it's possible that there are people listening to me right now and you're thinking to yourself that you're not a leader. And it's possible that you're thinking like that because I've stated that this is our Leadership Development Night. And again, you're thinking, hang on a sec, should I be a part of this because I'm not a leader? Well, let me just say that kind of thought just comes from just one perspective and really of just how you see yourself and how you define leadership. For example, it's possible that you're thinking that because you're not a commander in the army, that you're not a leader. It's possible that you're thinking that because you're not the managing director or CEO of a large company or business, that you're not a leader. It's possible that you're thinking that because you're not a pastor, that's for all the Filipinos, it's possible that you're thinking that because you're not a pastor or a life group leader, a ministry team leader, that you don't consider yourself a leader. But that's simply not true. It was John Maxwell who summed up leadership in one word. And for me, this is really, when it comes to describing leadership in one word, for me, this is the best. And he said, John Maxwell says, leadership summed up in one word is influence. Leadership is influence. And so, if you're a parent, a single parent, you're a leader. And my wife and I are especially just really thinking a lot about the parents at the moment, because I know, we know that you didn't expect to be homeschooling your children as you came into 2020. And we're going to pray for you right now, because I just understand there's such a great shift taking place in your mind as you just encounter the culture shock of now having to get online and to learn what it is that you've got to do as a teacher to teach your children. And so you're just very much on my wife's and my heart. And so I just want to pray for you right now. My wife is praying even during this broadcast. And so, again, I just want you to know that someone is thinking of you. We're thinking of you. More importantly, God is thinking of you. And I'm just going to pray a very simple prayer for every parent who is just really struggling mentally right now, even physically. You're feeling quite worn out as you just, you know, have to work out your next step and just juggling all these plates. And so, dear Heavenly Father, I pray for every parent right now. And even as I look down the barrel of this camera, I thank you, Lord, that wherever they are, that whatever they're doing, whatever atmosphere might be in the house right now, and this goes for everyone watching this broadcast, Lord, no matter what the atmosphere, no matter what the tension, no matter what the pressure, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for the presence and for the power of the Holy Spirit to not only touch their hearts and minds, but I thank you right now that there are angels present in that place. I thank you right now that there are angels whose wings are covering, Lord, their soul and their house. I thank you for peace. I thank you, Lord God, for a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you, Lord God, for supernatural grace. I thank you, Lord God, for a spirit of breakthrough, that, Lord, they would have such an incredible night's sleep tonight with much peace and rest. And there would be a great sense in their hearts and in their minds that says, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, that every parent watching this broadcast right now, I thank you that they're intelligent. I thank you, Lord God, they've got everything that they need to do what they need to do. In Jesus' name, amen. And so I'm talking about how leadership is influence. And so, if you've got work colleagues, if you've got neighbors, clients, friends, if you find yourself in amongst a community, I want you to know that you're a leader. And so wherever a sphere of influence exists, either great or small, leadership also exists. And so for a few moments tonight, I wanted to share just three qualities of a leader, no matter what the season or crisis we find ourselves growing through. For those of you who are a part of our church, you know that I like to, you know, just have a play on words. And so I want to say that again, because it's that good. I want to share just three qualities of a leader, no matter what the season or crisis we find ourselves growing through. I say that intentionally because I declare that no matter what you're going through, you're going to grow through in Jesus' name. So three qualities. Number one, leaders are present. In other words, they're just there. And I believe that if we want to engage community either on site or online, we've got to be there. It's one of the reasons for this broadcast. My wife and I, we want to be present. We do want to be seen by you. We want you to know that we're here. We want you to know that we're committed. We want you to know that we're calm. We want you to know that we're confident of greater things concerning you. We want to be present so that we can say, bonjour, hello, kumusta, karibu. That's all I've got right now. We also want to be able to take the opportunity to encourage you, to share God's word with you, to pray with you, and to tell you that we miss you. We miss you. You know, one of the things that this pressure, the pressure of COVID-19 has done in me, it's created all manner of desire to be with you, to love and to serve you more and more. And we also want to be present to tell you that we're going to get through. You know, the command from Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it hasn't changed. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, no matter what the year, no matter what the season we find ourselves in. And his commandment hasn't changed, which is found in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, when he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And so even though we currently live in a world where we're told that we need to socially distance ourselves and self-isolate, you might be thinking, so how do we get the message out today then if that's what Jesus commanded us to do? Well, of course, now we have an opportunity. See, we can see COVID-19 as is either an obstacle or an opportunity. It can either make us bitter or better. But COVID-19 has now created the opportunity for Gateway Life Church to go on the line. And so now we can go to the digital nations. We can't go to them on site, but we can go to the nations online. And I've been so blessed by all the reports that are coming in from various places, people who have not been able to get to Gateway for whatever reason, they're now messaging me saying, hey, I saw the broadcast and I loved it. I had another person say to me, like, LOL, Jason, I finally got to church because I've been inviting them for so long and they saw the broadcast online. I've got people from, we thank God for Gateway Life Church in Busia County, Africa, in Okara City, Pakistan, in the great, great, thriving and blessed community of Jindra, and of course throughout all of Orbi Wodonga and the world. We can still go. We can't be on site, but we can be hashtag on the line. But the most important thing to remember around point number one, that leaders are present, is that God is forever present. And Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. I understand that there are people like Watto tonight who haven't got the physical companion of another person in their house, and there are many, even young adult single people watching me here tonight, single parents, single mothers, single fathers, just, you know, battling, as it were, the effects of self-isolation. But I just want you to know that that's not an obstacle. It'll only be an obstacle if you call it an obstacle. I'd like you to call it an opportunity to develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Point number two tonight, leaders value people. It's about the people. It's always been about the people. There's only one reason why Jesus came to earth, and it was for people. And for us at Gateway Life Church, it's an opportunity for our two core values to be revealed, which are number one, to love, and number two, to serve. I believe that when you know what your core values are, it's easy to make decisions. And I want to thank those who have been encouraging my wife and I. It's not looked for, but it is very much and always appreciated. There's no mistake about that. But, you know, when it comes to doing what we're doing, we made this decision over 20 years ago to love and serve. When we said yes to the call of God, it was that day that we said yes to valuing what God values, and that's people. We value love because Jesus said in Mark chapter 12, verses 30 to 31, and this will be in the chat, in the comments, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. If that's not all in, which is our theme for 2020, I don't know what is. The second commandment is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Our second core value is to serve. And when someone chooses to love God by loving people and to serve God by serving people, then we always add value to people. Leadership has always been about the people. So much so that our Lord, our Savior, our soon coming King, he's coming back, you know, he said in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, he said, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. I've said it already, I'll say it again. Leaders value people. And so what does that look like today in this season of coronavirus? Well, it looks like the safety of people. That's what it looks like. It looks like social distancing. It looks like self-isolation. It looks like washing your hands. It looks like staying at home. A very simple way to value our neighbor. Another way that leaders add value to others is to look for opportunities to be salt and to be light. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, you are the salt of the earth. Jesus is talking to you tonight. And in verse 14, he said, you are the light of the world. I don't know about you, but we have the pink salt, the pink rock salt that we put in a salt grinder. And I like to grind the salt over my meal. And so when we think about using salt, why might we use salt? Well, I think the answer is clear. It is to make the food better. How about why might we turn on a light at night? Well, again, I think the answer is pretty clear. It's to make the room brighter. But Jesus, you see, he likes to use very simple illustrations so that we can understand what he means. And I believe that the way that we can add value to people is to do whatever we can to make them feel better, add salt, and to make them feel brighter, turn on a light. And it actually doesn't take all that much to, again, make someone feel better and brighter. Point number three, my last point tonight. Leaders embrace pressure. Wow, we will. Wow. Every single one of us are encountering some form of pressure. Some say that pressure is not designed to break us, but to make us. Others say that pressure can burst a pipe or make a diamond. But I believe that what pressure does is reveal us. It reveals what's on the inside, either positively or negatively. And then it's our choices that make us. I would venture to say that the pressure is revealing something to you about you, as it's revealing something to me about me. I had my routines, I had my spiritual disciplines, I had my physical disciplines and rhythms and routines and all of that. So like you, my paradigm, my mind has also just been shaken when it comes to working out new rhythms. I believe that the pressure reveals us. When external pressure is applied to an orange, orange juice comes out. And it's in times like our pandemic that reveal what's inside of us. But I want to declare to you tonight, I want to speak this word over your life, and it's found in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, which reads, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind." And, you know, I believe that never before do we need this passage to become a reality in our life. Hey, we don't need a spirit of power or of love or of a sound mind when things are going well, when the bank balance looks good, when everything's working out. We don't need, a sound mind, when things are well. We need a sound mind in the midst of a chaos. And so I pray that you will remain calm, confident, and clear-minded, as you lead your spouse, your children, your neighbors, and your brothers and sisters in Christ. And so let's quickly recap. And then in a few moments' time, my wife and I are just going to have a time of prayer with you. We're going to believe God for prophetic words of encouragement. We also believe that God can heal. And so we're going to believe for signs, miracles, and wonders. But let's quickly recap. Number one, leaders are present. Number two, leaders add value. And number three, leaders embrace pressure. I just wanted to, before I invite my wife to come, I wanted to read out a letter to you. This is a letter that was penned back in 1948. Around the atomic age. And it's a letter by that great author and orator, C.S. Lewis. Now, you might find some of the wording in the letter that he penned a little bit confronting, but allow me to encourage you just to allow what the Holy Spirit reveals to you and to just think about and meditate on that. So, again, the wording gets quite strong, but I personally agree with this letter, and I believe that his perspectives are very accurate. Okay, so this letter was written in 1948 after the dawn of the atomic age. And so just picture the scene. The atomic age had dawned, and now what was on everyone's minds, what was sitting in everyone's souls, what was on everyone's lips is just the subject of the atomic bomb. And is the atomic bomb going to take out the world? Kinda similar to what's happening in our world today, but of course by contrast, different. He writes, "In one way, we think a great deal too much of the atomic bomb." Maybe we could include COVID-19. "How are we to live in an atomic age?" I am tempted to reply, "Why, as you would have lived, in the 16th century when the plague visited London almost every year, or as you would have lived in a Viking age when raiders from Scandinavia might land and cut your throat any night of the week, or indeed, as you are already living in an age of cancer, an age of syphilis, an age of paralysis, an age of air raids, an age of railway accidents, and an age of motor accidents. In other words, do not let us begin by exaggerating the novelty of our situation. Believe me, dear sir, or dear madam, you and all whom you love were already sentenced to death before the atomic bomb was invented. And quite a high percentage of us were going to die in unpleasant ways. We had indeed one very great advantage over our ancestor, anesthetics. But we have that still. It is perfectly ridiculous to go about whimpering and drawing long faces because the scientists have added one more chance of painful and premature death to a world which already bristled with such chances and in which death itself was not a chance at all, but a certainty. This is the first point to be made. And the first action to be taken is to pull ourselves together. If we all are going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, then let that bomb, when it comes, find us doing sensible and human things, such as praying, working, teaching, come on, reading, listening to good music, bathing the children, playing tennis, chatting to our friends over a pint and a game of darts, not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about bombs. They may break our bodies. A microbe can do that, but they need not dominate our minds. And I believe that the words of C.S. Lewis ring true today. Can I get an amen in the comment section? And, you know, there are certain things that can touch our bodies, but they can't touch our spirit. Sickness can touch our bodies, but it can't touch our spirit. Cancer can touch our bodies. Sickness, any kind of disease that you can think of. But let me tell you something, leaders embrace pressure. It might touch us on the outside, but don't let it get on the inside. Jesus said that in this world you will have trouble, but fear not, I have overcome the world. He also said, let not your hearts be troubled. In other words, don't allow what's around you to get on the inside of you. Don't allow, don't give consent, don't give permission, don't allow your heart to be a gateway of trouble. Allow it to be a gateway to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.